Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Muted.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Chando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is the first day of March, and it's a Friday, it's a financial Friday. I didn't even really realize that. Sorry about that, you all. Just getting back and trying to get my feet back under me for getting on our routine. But today is March the 1st, 2019. It's the third month of the year. One quarter is already gone. Wow. Well, this is the third month, the start of the third month of the first quarter, going by very, very quickly, as you all know. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time today, give us a call, 704-56, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And those of you that have the other number, you can use that as well, 712-770-4160. But still, call the first number, 704-802-5056 is the number you want to call in to the show. So we're going to get started here. Hold on. Let me get situated for today's show and looking forward to that. And I think that Pastor Keith is going to be joining us, jumping in. Let me just see the board. And I will... One second, I see my. Don't even see myself there. Oh, duh, because I hadn't called in there. Messed up. Okay, just getting adjusted to everything. So
yeah, hey Dave, good morning to you, man. I'm trying to get adjusted to it too. So yeah, I'm sorry if I confused anybody, but we were having security issues with Dave's line.
Yeah, we were.
And so, you know, we had that other number I gave out, and so I did like a little test with my other show, and so I'm just having the host and any guests, like if today was Wise Wednesday, we would have Brother Davis call in on, you know, the line that we just used for the host. But if you already got that number, you can still use it to call in, listen, call in, ask a question, just follow the directions. But the Uber conference line, we're going to keep that, of course. I'll be watching. We'll just be watching both lines, but that's the number we give out publicly, though, because, you know, it can hold more people.
Yes, so we're good to go. So if you're going to call in, you can call in to 704-802-5056 as before.
Yeah, hit the star key twice. Yeah, and that'll unmute them. But, Dave, hey, man, a lot of stuff been going on, man. I actually texted you a video where Cohen said at this hearing that if Trump lose, that like there's a plan that he's not going to leave office. And I could really believe that. And you know how skeptical a person I am. You know, I got to see some proof. Even if it's circumstantial evidence, it's got to be, you know, the right kind of circumstantial evidence. And I believe that that's a real possibility that, let's say they had an election and Bernie Sanders won. And then, especially since they call him a Democratic Socialist, oh, I ain't going nowhere. Oh, man, I could see Trump being the figurehead and the neocons saying, yeah, we going to pull a coup in the United States and stay in power. Man, so I was like wondering if you saw that, man. It's very serious times.
Yeah, man, Scotty, it really is. And that text that you sent me, I actually was at the hospital at the time, so I saw it, but I couldn't. I had to turn my phone off real quick, and then I was scrambling so much to get back and everything. But Scotty did send that, and it here it is, and I did see it, and you were the first one to alert me to that, because I hadn't even seen that myself, because I was just busy spending time with my stepfather. As you all may know, last year was a very trying year for the family, and then this year, at the end of the year and then the beginning of this year, it continued. My stepdad has cancer that has moved to the brain, the lymph nodes, the bones, his lungs, and everything else, so it's spreading pretty aggressively, and so I had to go spend some time with him this past week, and I'm just getting back today. And then Scotty, I talked to Scotty intermittently in between, and then Scotty sent me this, and I saw it, and I was like, wow. Not even get a chance to respond, because on Wednesday was when I was with my stepfather all day. Pretty much, and I was, off of it. But I did see it, Scotty, and this is huge. I'm going to repost it inside of, and I'm pretty sure Scotty had already, but I'm going to repost this as well inside of Kando Radio Show. Wait, hold on 1 second. And so I want to get that there. And, yeah, it is, and I wanted to jump into this in some form and fashion, because I think this is extremely important. As Scotty says, we are in some very, very, and you got to remember, this is at Congress, that during Congress. So this is how things get disclosed on what the overall agenda is in some form, in some fashions. And you don't just go to, at this stage, you don't just go to Congress and make these type of statements without it being first being okayed. And it's okay, because there's a message that's being sent. This is how there is subliminal messages that are being sent, and subliminally and very much so proactively, this is codified language. And it's very, very, very dangerous codified language, because its intentions is exactly to destabilize a situation the situations that are going to extend and be magnified even more. You know, even during my time in Jersey, when I went to see myself, I had to make preparations for myself and the family to get back, you know, just in case things went awry globally, and they were definitely moving, and they're still moving in that direction. And Scotty's absolutely right. This is no joke. It's really, really, a time in which what we've been trying to get everyone so prepared for. We didn't know exactly the method of how things were going to unfold, but we know the objective was there. And it is actually unfolding in a different way, and it's going to expand in its covert measures to really destabilize. And we have to be on guard from that, because it's some major things that are happening globally that can't be remissed or dismissed. And if we do, we will only hurt ourselves in doing that. That's why today's show and every show here on Tando Radio Show, and this platform is so important. So let's get into what's in the news. We're going to get into just some things. Hey, everyone, we have to support Black Talk Radio Network. Please go make a monetary donation. I even myself. I was kind of busy with different things. I couldn't do it. I made my overall donation this morning just while we just came on air. So please, you do the exact same thing. Every person that's listening, if you gain from this network, you have to feed the roots of this network. If you don't give some energy to this network, it will not be here. And you come to take energy from this network. So make sure you are redepositing. It has to be a collective prudence. It has to be sustainable. You cannot continue. You can't eat, and don't feed. You can't do it. It won't work. And it ultimately hurts. It hurts the network. The network has to shut down. But it ultimately also hurts those you that are actually feeding from it. So please, give $1. If you can give what you can. If you can give a dollar, every single person that's listening will give a dollar. That would mean that this network would be able to sustain itself and go forward. Definitely need to do that. If you haven't given and you've been taking, stop that process. Because what happens is that you open yourself to actually be used in the same way. You may think that it won't happen, but it definitely will happen. You will actually, your energy will be taken and nothing will be fed back to you as well. It's a cycle that has to be broken. And if it's not broken with us individually, it cannot be broken with us collectively. If we don't individually, it's just the same thing with preparedness. It doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. If you're not prepared, you're the one that's going to suffer from that. So we have to break that overall cycle. If you are taking and not giving, what happens is that you put yourself in harm's way, as also with the overall thing that you're taking from. You're destroying it. And ultimately, that overall goes off and it cross-pollinates into you. We're destroying ourselves. So please, give a financial donation to Black Talk Radio Network. Go to its website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Make a monetary donation. Give some cash. Every person is listening. If every person listening gave $1, the network will be in a position to sustain itself. Also, you can support the network by being a part of the social media platform by joining at www.btrcommunity.com for only $24 a year. $24 a year. So please definitely do that. And you've heard Scotty say how many people don't donate, but how many people listen. And it's very, very important that we change that more. Everyone that's listening, if you're listening, then you should donate, okay? Give a dollar, you know, and increase that if you can. Don't just do what it is that your heart leads you to do and because of what you have gained from it. Do what your appetite has given you. If it hasn't been giving you anything of appetite, then don't listen. Don't consume. Let someone else that will support the network take that overall position, okay? There is nothing that's free. There's nothing that's free. Everything is an energy cost. Very important that we understand that. Very, very important that we understand that. And when we think that we're trying to get things for free, what we're doing is that we're shorting ourselves out. We're putting ourselves in a position for the overall atmosphere of the climate of poverty to continue to expand. And poverty is more than just how much cash you have. You can be impoverished of the spirit, which most of us have actually been domesticated to be. We all were always negative. We always look at the bad side of things. We don't put a real focus on being a positive energy source. We put too much into being a negative energy source. Because we say that that's the weight that's been put on us. Well, don't bear it. And part of don't bearing it is don't become it. So very, very important. So, but I said enough there. Let's get on with today's show. Also, go to Prosperity Mint while you still can and acquire real money. Exchange your cash for real money. At some point in some time, Prosperity Mint will not be able to sell you any precious metals or exchange your cash for precious metals. I've heard a lot of people say to me, and they don't understand the process, well, if it's so valuable, why is Prosperity Mint selling it? because prosperity mint is a business, okay? And there's an exchange, a medium of exchange. You give your currency for the precious metals, they give you the metals. What do they do with your currency that they give? They go back and acquire more precious metals to be able to sell, and there's a profit that's gained from that. So that's why it's not a matter of if it's so valuable, why aren't they not? Why aren't they just keeping it for themselves? Well, Prosperity Mint has precious metals. But what they're doing is they're giving you, and that's what's so bad about this system, is that we don't sometimes are able to see something that's in our best interest because of all of the corruption around us. So that's how Prosperity Mint works. They're able to take the cash that you give them and exchange it for more precious metals to be able to sell it. At some point and at some time, here's what's going to happen. We are going to have an economic or geopolitical or all-out war globally, and that is going to stop, where all of the precious metals mines are going to be nationalized by the prospective governments, and they're not going to allow the overall metals to be moved into market so that the everyday person could acquire it and protect themselves. So now here's what happens. When that happens, Prosperity Mint will not sell not one ounce of silver or 1 gram of silver and gold to anyone because of this. They won't be able to replenish and resupply themselves with the exchange. They won't accept your cash anymore. So very, very important. Go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, Prosperity Mint. And email them at info@prosperitymint and say, hey, Dave told me to give you a call. Listen to Tando Radio Show. Someone will contact, leave a telephone number where you can be text, and someone will contact you, and they will explain to you the buying process. And it's, you have to know the buying process. It's not going to be used for sales or anything else. You have to know why you're doing what you're doing so that you'll have, and it's to your benefit for that, all right? They will tell you the proper way in acquiring the precious metals and what you can expect and why it's so important. So make sure you do that. Let them know that you listen to Tando Radio Show. Okay, so we're going to get into today's show. Let me just check. And I hope I explained that well enough to you all when it comes to the precious metals. If it's, you know, One young lady said to me, well, if it's so valuable, why are they selling it? That's really because they don't, that individual didn't understand. It's not their fault. They were asking a question, but sometimes the way you ask a question is really determines something about you. She was asking it sincerely, but wait a minute, if it's so valuable, why are they selling it? Well, it's because of this. It's something of value that has a market. You should get it, and it's their business, and they've decided to have a business where they facilitate that exchange, okay? But once they are not able to replenish their stocks, once the overall mine stops selling to them, they're going to stop selling to everyone else because they won't accept your overall. If the mines aren't nationalized, but they say all of a sudden, hey, you have to, this is what we accept now as a form of medium of exchange for payment because we don't accept the U.S. dollar anymore, then you won't be able to acquire whatever it is that they're acquiring their supply for is what they're going to require that you actually make an exchange for. So very, very important. It will come, I'm going to tell you, this is where it's going to go. You will probably have to give up. In order to get 1 gram of, let's say a half ounce or a quarter ounce of silver, you're going to have to give up two ounces of gold. That's where things are going to be going because silver is more valuable than gold. And right now you should be exchanging your cash for real money while they still accept it. At some point they won't. Does that mean that it's not valuable or anything else? No, it's just this. Is your currency that you're using is no longer has any value or any confidence in it. That's what's going to be lost. Silver and gold's value has never been lost on the world, and it never will be. Never will be. So very important. I hope I explained that to you all in a way in which you would understand. I see Pastor Keith is there on the phone. Pastor Keith, if you wanted to unmute yourself at any time and jump in, definitely do that. And we're going to get into, real quickly, let me set up here, get into what's in the news for today's show. And today's show for March the 1st, 2019, is current events, is Financial Friday. I have some other things I want to do. I'll do it next Financial Friday because I really was pretty busy the past couple of days and traveling and everything else, and I really didn't get to prepare for the show for today. But we're going to
Dave, you'll be with me tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on BTR News,
yes.
And you really could call that a Financial Friday show, what we're going to do tonight, talking about reparations,
yeah.
And if you got a check, what would you do with it? So we'll do that,
yeah,
tonight. Just want to let the listeners know you'll be on BTR News tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, we sure will. And already, and a thank you, Scotty, for that invite. We'll be there. And then looking forward, and I think Pastor Keith may even be with me around about that time, and he's there. He'll be with me as well. So I'm looking definitely forward to that, and that will be our extension. You're right, Scotty, that's the extension of our Financial Friday for tonight. So we're definitely will be there tonight on BTR News at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So definitely all of you that listen, please be there. Very important. I think it's going to be very helpful what we're going to be talking about there in reparations. What would you do with the reparations that you would receive, and what reparations, what would you consider a form of reparations? And Scotty has everything all planned out. I'm looking forward to that. And this is why this network is so, so important. And I will say this. My opinions are just an opinion. What we have to always do is we have to look at what's in our best interest. And there are many different ways to gain back the prosperity that has been lost, in my opinion. But I firmly, firmly believe that we need to actually have some factual things. I will always say what is a fact and what is my opinion. And the facts I will always bring to you with evidence of it being factual, because the truth never needs us. We need the truth. And then there's opinions about the facts that we all can derive and have a method of, an objective and a method to what it is that we want to achieve. And that one is just as uniquely different as we are as individuals. And I respect every single person for their opinions and how they think things should be coursed and everything. But the facts of things, the truth of things, we always, always have to first have that as our foundation. Then let our uniqueness develop and massage everything else. Okay? So looking forward to that in today's show and tonight. On BTR News with Scotty, we will be on with Scotty talking about reparations as well. So for today's show, current events is the topic for today, March the 1st of 2019. Topic is current events. People will become unhinged from the engineered global earth shake is what today's show is, and everything. And Scotty said, man, as we started the show, man, did you hear what Cohen said? And I really do, you know, I didn't, but I'm so glad that Scotty sent it to me because I was not aware of it at all. And so because I was not in a position to keep up with different things. And when Scotty actually sent it, I did see it, and I was actually getting on a plane. And I was like, whoa, when it was way too late for me to respond to Scotty. So we're going to take a look at a couple of things. So first article from What's the News, and I just want to say before we get going, I really do appreciate you all. But I'm going to get into What's in the News and then come into that, because there were some things that I noticed while I was traveling. I had to go to New Jersey, basically New York City in New Jersey. I tried to catch up with Roz, but my schedule got so late and everything else, I didn't, and I'm going to be going back, and I'm looking forward to catching up with my man and meeting Roz while I'm there. We'll definitely do that. And so let's get into what's in the news. And I just want to also express some things to you of my great gratitude and thanks to you all for who you are and what you do and for this platform and what this platform really means to me. And we'll get to that in a second. All right, but here we go. From Press TV, U.S. seeks war, division across the world. This is what Press TV is saying, that the U.S. is seeking war and division across the world. The leaders of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khomeini, says Iran and America should work to further boost their relationships, irrespective oppositions from the U.S. that seek division and war across the world. And it's very, very true. The U.S. is actually seeking and causing wars. Graham told Trump that. He says, oh, so you want to start a war with everybody. He loved it. Those neocons. So, and we talked about that here as well. And that is the overall agenda. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you've lost position, the only thing that you could ever do to try to gain back some form of best way to put it is some form of former or what you're used to, what you're accustomed to, or even influence it, to regain influence when you lose so much of it from an empire standpoint. The only thing that you can do is become brutal. You have a choice to either go with the overall moves for you to lose positioning and influence in the world, and by doing that you'll lose a lot, but then you'll be able to regain much more, much faster. Or you'll do what most people that do that are addicted to power is that when they lose that overall position, they become violent. And especially if it's based off of a corrupt psychopathic agenda, then that's when the overall sociopaths will follow the overall orders of the psychopaths, and their orders will always be to kill. Kill, 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 kill. They rule by murder. They rule by fear, and they rule by destruction. And that's what how they will lever this hand, and that's what is being seen more in a more apparent measure and very clear and is very present right now than at any other time in our lives if you're under the age of 100. And Keith is just right at that overall age to know that as being true. So, and I greatly appreciate Pastor Keith. So check out that article. Next article from Business Insider. The U.S. Army thinks Russia and China militaries will peak in a decade and is making plans now to fight them. You think that they're making plans to fight them in a decade, 10 years from now? No. They're making plans to fight them now so that they won't peak, which is they've already there. So this war thing is definitely going to jump off in a very, very apparent way. Disastrous, in fact. And there was an article that I saw and I didn't post it, didn't have a time for something, was saying that it should be illegal to draft women. And I say, no, it should be illegal to draft anyone into wars. Because my overall stance with this is that you have in this overall corrupt system that you have people that create debt don't have to pay it, write laws, they don't have to obey and declare wars that they don't have to fight. And until we change as those that have to pay the debt, obey the laws, and fight the wars, until we change, every war will be a wealthy man's war that is able to energize and engross themselves on poor men's blood. And that cycle will not end until those that are giving the most decide they are no longer going to participate and withdraw. And their overall energy comes back insufficient to be withdrawn. It's not that Dr. King talked about an insufficient check that America has wrote, but what really needs to happen is that we have to withdraw our funds, our energies from that account to where there's nothing to draw, because we're not on the payroll anymore. We have to remove ourselves from being on the payroll to being able to accept an insufficient check that is going to bounce. We can no longer be the employees, the human resource, the laborers. And until we change that overall dynamic, there will always be a job that doesn't pay a living wage, let alone the opportunity to generate generational wealth and prosperity under a benevolent measures, with a benevolent objective. So the onus is on us. Next article comes from Sputnik News. U.S. prepares for military incursion into Venezuela. Check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News as well. Pakistan finally hands over the captive pilot to India. Shows the photos of that happened a couple of hours ago. I believe I didn't get a chance to read this overall article, but it is there. So we're going to talk about some of these things as well. And then also from RT International, breaking news: Maduro wants to move Venezuela's state oil firms' European headquarters to Moscow. Why? Because they want to make sure that their overall assets are going to be traded in the market of the future, not the one of the past. They're subject to sanctions. So check out that article. Next article as well from Press TV. India and Pakistan tensions flares as gun battles escalate. India and Pakistan fire a barrages of shells at each other across their angry Kashmir front Friday, today, leaving at least one dead, and as the troubled region braces for more violence and renounced hostilities between the arch rivals. The Kashmir area has actually become the apparent all-out battleground for World War III that will turn into a GWN1, Global Nuclear War I. This situation is completely out of hand, and it can continue to escalate in a very, very violent way quickly. And that's what's happening here. They are getting to the point of no return relatively soon enough. And that's what is actually being instigated and there are institutions that want that overall fight to happen, because you're talking about the depopulation of billions of people, as Pastor Keith said as well. So check out that. Next one was the YouTube video that Scotty sent me about Cohen, and talking about how Donald Trump won't leave office and that there will be a civil war. If that, there's going to be wars all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. This is why people are going to come unhinged from the engineered global earth shake. So, and the earth shake is that they're going to actually try to depopulate this planet in a significant way to bring the overall population under controlling factors. You've heard of pest control. If you have pest control, and in pest control there's poisons that's used, that you realize that those that control not only what they consider pest control aren't just rodents. It's the general population, the global population of people that become pests to their system of control. And they have the poison and war, famine, poverty, subjugation and enslavement is all a part of their pest control. So it is definitely there. So that's what's in the news. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And so we're going to jump into today's show. But before we do that, I just want to say this. I just came back from New York and New Jersey area, the tri-state area, because of my stepfather is gravely ill. And it was good to see him, just such a strong individual. And I would just tell you, I went to see him, and when I got into his room, he was sleeping. And so I just sat.
My bad, Dave.
I just sat. No, you're good, Scotty. I just sat with him for a moment, and then I moved to wake him up. And he woke up, and as soon as he saw me, it was like he had never, I mean, his conversation went straight into a conversation. And with the cancer being in his brain, he's just a strong individual because you wouldn't even be able to tell. And he went into a full conversation. Of course, he was happy to see me, and he knew I was coming. And he just went into a personal, elaborate, well, I wouldn't say just a, he just went into a personal right away. Right away, he went into speaking about who we are. And it was so powerful. And so, much love and much respect to my dad. Greatly appreciate it. I just want to thank you all for the support that you all have given us during this time as well. The prayers, the energy, and the well wishing, and because we greatly, greatly appreciate it. And I just want to say to this family, to you all, I thank you so much, Scotty, this network, for being a part of my family, being a part of what we care about and what we give energy to, being a part of our commitment because of the commitment that all have made here. And to Pastor Keith, this brother is a brother, and I greatly, greatly appreciate him and Scotty, Roz, and all of you, you know who you are. It's so many of you. And it makes it so much easier to deal with anything that would come or anything that we have to deal with and where we stand right now. You make it a whole lot easier and keep us focused as to where our overall potential is and what our overall desires are and where we're going. And it makes it easy for us to commit to that because we don't have to make the commitment alone. And even if we did, we would. But it's a whole lot easier, and it is much more rewarding to do it together collectively. And I just want to thank you all, and Pastor Keith, thank you so much, Brother Scotty, thank you so much, Roz, thank you so much, and all of you that listen to Tando Radio Show and are part of the family. So I just wanted to extend that measure of appreciation and thank you for that. And so we're going to jump into today's show, and I would just say, look, folks, I firmly believe that we are in positions that we will have to respond to, and I want that response to be appropriate. And if you look at just the things that are going on and how things are going to continue to escalate, and they will continue to escalate until we as a global community decide that it's time to change our overall engagement. And I think that we will definitely do that, because we must. And the thing about the relentless human spirit, sometimes we wait until it's almost too late. But one of the things about the great creator is that the great creator has always made things perfectly. And our overall strength and ability is great. But sometimes I wish that we wouldn't have to extend ourselves to see how, you know, that. But that is true, a measure of how strong you are. You know, the great creator is not wasteful. If you ask for strength, believe me, you are going to be given the strength, but you're going to have to use it on something. And you're going to, that strength is not going to be just there for looks, for pomponence, for narcissistic means. When the great creator gives you strength, it's going to be used for something. And hopefully we use it for what the great creator gives us it for, to sustain and create life abundantly as well. And we will have those opportunities as we have them right now. We will have them tomorrow and the next day. You know, man will tell you that tomorrow is not promised. There's very few things that man says that is the truth. Yes, tomorrow is promised. It may not, you may not be in that tomorrow in the current state that you're in right now, physically. But you all will have tomorrow eternally. So I think that that should motivate us to become much more meek, because we're going to be here. And the lies that we've been taught about death and how to scramble to get yours, get as much as you can, consume, 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 and give nothing. That's not true. It is true if we decide to live that way, but it's a falsehood and it's a misrepresentation and it is a lie of what is actually the truth. There is no need for us to live under these conditions that we live under. We live under these conditions because we haven't changed our energy. We've given our energy to this system, and we may not even be aware that we're giving our energy to this system. But in giving our energy to the system under these terms and under these conditions, under this contract, we put ourselves in a position of disadvantage. We actually sign off into subjugation by how we conduct ourselves. A contract can be spoken, can be written, or it can be facilitated through energy of action. And there needs to be a breaching of an illegal, immoral contract that clouds us all. And the breaching of that should be actually adjudicated individually first. And I think the first step is to acknowledge that is there and is deep, and it exists. And in that existence, we must do as much as we possibly can to not to support it and to maintain its disastrous direction. And until then, we will continue to see what we're seeing now. And some of the things that we're seeing now are going to be exacerbated through fear. the fear of death, the fear of pain, the fear of punishment, the fear of hunger. All of those things have, they have a lifespan. While you're eternal, the physical things have a lifespan. They only exist while the body exists. While the spirit energizes the body. Once the spirit no longer energizes the body and it moves on from the body, that overall existence is no longer there. And the measures of control, I don't know the extent of them. But I could imagine if a spirit is damaged in the physical body that it may be susceptible to something else spiritually. I don't know, and you definitely don't know. My stepdad told me a story about how when he was hemorrhaging and actually he said that he believed, basically that he believed that he had actually started the process of making a great transformation. And when he spoke to me about it, there was a true defineness of that process that he experienced, that he was sharing with me. And he's not afraid of making a great transformation now. It's just to him, it's just a matter of fact. And he looked at life totally different. And what he started to do was that he immediately started to acknowledge the overall talents and abilities and the personalities and the moral convictions of us all. And that's what he was speaking about. And as a matter of the true value of us as people and the beauty in that. And it totally changed my overall, it affected me, and it changed my perspective of a lot of different things. And I'm grateful for that experience, because it was given to me as a gift by my dad. He wanted to make sure that I knew it, what his experience was, his individual experience. And it was very powerful. And I say that because we're going to experience the unhinging of global tyranny. And it's going to bring about physical pain. Even though it's temporary, but at the moment, it hurts. Even though it's just for a moment in eternity, that moment has an existence. It will be real. It will have an effect on our physical and spiritual body. And one of the most important things is the first thing that we have to protect is our spirit. Of the energy pool that we have, I would say 99.998 needs to go to our spirit, with just a small percentage going to the physical. Because that overall eternity, that moment in eternity, is going to be very quickly, but you still will experience it. And that experience should be that you put yourself into a position to where you can deal with any and everything. It will just make it easier for you. Make it easier for you to give and to help. make it easier for you to get to who you truly are. I see my stepdad now for who he truly is. Not the mistakes, not the shortcomings of what he was, as we all are. But now I see him in this moment, because the overall physical existence is coming to a close. And it's a beautiful thing. So, with what we're seeing, what we're going to experience, some of us will experience, some won't. And everyone will experience at different forms and different degrees. But for those of us that will, for those of us, and for those that do, because I may not be one that do, but for those that do experience what is being formed to try to control, to keep you on the plantation of giving everything, all of your talents and ability, to what's not going to give you any form of liberty, give you any form of self-determination and sustainability, so that you can have prosperity that you can see forward. There is going to be a heavy-handedness. The heavy hand of control is going to come crashing down globally. And the heavy hand of control in some regions is going to be, it's going to be a gesture of peace, when its intentions is that its overall offerings of peace is a poison to destruction for all of those that participate and partake of it. Then it's also going to offer, or it's going to invoke, violent control through the arrows of war. It will come with a smile, and it will come with a vulgarity. It will bellow out vulgarities. But both presence is immoral and unethical. And we have to be able to distinguish that we no longer want to facilitate a relationship with that type of spirit, that type of energy, that agenda. Because you can never ever make a deal with the devil and not lose your soul. We've been so reminded of that in so many ways, and I myself have been as well too. So we are going to see many, many things change. And the changes, we're closer to it today. You always hear me say this on this show from time to time. We're closer to it today than we are yesterday. I don't know when your point of realizing that, oh, shoot, everyone is different. My oh, shoot moment has passed. I'm not waiting for the collapse to happen, because I realize that the collapse is not one event. It's a process, and I've been dealing with this collapse, and you've been dealing with this collapse since you came in the physical form. It's waged upon you. But there will be events, and there will be major events that will change the dynamics. Look at what has happened in the past. You can look at any form of fashion throughout history and look at even from the publicized view of it all. But the reality of it is something to take into account as well. When the children in Japan that were going and going to school that day, even though they knew that Japan was in a state of war, they were going about their everyday lives, and it was changed when two bombs were dropped on those in those cities. Some of them had no clue how it was going to happen. Some though had no clue that it was going to happen, but they had awareness that many of them, to all of them, may even, except for those that were too young, knew that Japan was already in a war with the United States. And immediately, in a flash, that heavy-handedness had taken a different form for them. But see, the thing about it is that the same form that struck them is being constructed right now, and it could strike you. It could strike me. Because these dynamics... And if you think that it can't happen, there were many those throughout human history that has proven that that is a dead hand thought that is never correct. The correct way is, hopefully you're fortunate enough never to experience that. But the gamble is at the Russian roulette, and the gamble and the overall throwing of the dice. You're actually taking a chance every day. What is being worked? Is there that overall Russian roulette? That bullet is getting much bigger and is encompassing much, many, many people on different fronts. But I'll tell you something. Every single person here in the continental United States, that overall bullet is much broader than the United States and is the number one target, and it will definitely happen. So listen, y'all get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Land of the free, it lies the home of the homeless. Too many die every day, and we really just want this freedom.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call in number. Would love to hear from you. And we'll see you on the board, and definitely we'll bring you up. So we're going to get started in today's show, what we already have. And I just want to say, you know, it's what we're starting to see you know, before on Tando Radio Show, I would bring articles and read different articles and say, hey, look at this. This is what I think this means here. Well, now you can really definitely see different things in a different way. Once mainstream media starts to propagandize things and start to give some clues or some truths, they're doing it for a reason, not for you to be prepared at all, but so that you will be enthralled in the system even more and dependent upon it even more. I just came from New York City, New Jersey, the tri-state area, and so I was in New York City a couple of times, and I was, woof, my goodness. There are definitely things, if you live in a major city, there are definitely things that you could do, and you definitely need to have a plan. Doesn't matter where you are. I'm looking at this whole nation is going to have a major problem. And everyone that's classified or recognized by way of someone's visual perspective of you or you announcing, everyone that's so-called an American citizen, things are going to drastically change for you globally. Globally. And there has to be a maturity in which we deal with it. You know, one of the things, you're about to go into the political season. One of the things that's very important that we do is distance ourselves from those that don't have to pay the debt, obey the laws that they create, pay the debt that they issue, or declare the war, and don't have to fight the wars that they declare. We're going to have to distinguish ourselves, not just in a verbal commitment, not just in creed, not just in an announcement, but we're also going to have to do it in deed. Our actions are going to happen, and that's what's really going to distinguish if we are part of this or that. Yes, Scotty.
Hey, again, you know, we're using both lines. Follow the respective commands if you have a question or a comment at 704-802-5056. Hit the star key twice. As Dave says, if we're not looking at the board, just say excuse me. If you're on the other line, I think it's star 6 and then 1. But Dave, I was saying the other day, you know, because oftentimes I've said, you know, I've told people how I felt about my service in the U.S. Army, my 6 years in the U.S. Army, and recognizing ultimately what I was giving my energy to and what have you. But you know what? The other day, you know, I was talking to another veteran about something, you know, unrelated, and I just had an epiphany. I shouldn't be ashamed of my service. I shouldn't be ashamed that I signed up for a GI Bill, but also with a secondary ideal that, hey, I'm defending everyone in the United States against attack. There's nothing wrong in that. You know what I'm saying? In that naivete. Yeah. What I hate, though, was that politicians took my service and did what they did to the rest of the world with it.
Right. Right. When they made it corrupt. And because that's, you know, Hitler fooled a lot of people. The United States is fooling a lot of people. But it comes to the individual. See, you can't, you know, a lot of people, if they truly knew how things really were working outside, see, their perception is that you hear people say, no, they're not doing that. You're not there. You don't know what's being done. And if you probably knew what was, you wouldn't be able to stomach it. You would say, no, I'm not doing this.
I mean, Dave, there's a reason that there's a record number of veterans who have been to a war zone, in a combat zone, who have PTSD. There's a reason 8 vets are reportedly killing themselves a day. That's that psychological aspect in trying to reconcile some things that you've seen or done or participated in with, if you had a moral code, or you get in the conscience and you trying to reconcile what you did against other human beings, and knowing it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't for, you know, to help anyone, but the corporates, the corporations, and, yeah, the politicians, again, whose children, like when they announced that women had to register, well, it hasn't gotten to that point yet, but when the court said that it's unconstitutional, it's discriminatory, it's gender discrimination to only make males sign up for the draft, and, you know, since then we got women, hey, women, y'all was fighting, not y'all, but certain segment or groups within that female collective wanted combat roles in the military. So now they've cited that, oh, yeah, y'all wanted combat roles. Y'all get out there and become a casualty too. You know what I'm saying? And so right. I was hoping, right. I was like, oh, Chelsea Clinton ought to be the first one to may register. You know what I'm saying? I hope. Could be, because yeah. And then Meghan McCain, who's following in the footsteps yep. of her warmongering father, John McCain.
Yep.
You know? So, yep. I would love to see them. Then it might be some change when they draft those type, but it's they're not going to let it get to that because too many of us are willing to volunteer, which I did out of my naivete because I didn't understand, because I yep. was given a false perception of what the U.S. Army was all about, what USA Inc. was all about. What you hear me saying today, I had no clue of, you know, back when I was 20 years old.
Well, Scotty, it's so true because that was a trap for us all. And I'm going to tell you, it's not, in my opinion, we see the overall destruction that it will have in drafting women. Here's the problem. It's not drafting women that's wrong. It's the wars that are wrong. It's the whole thing. Sending our young men to destruction is just as equally catastrophic to our communities as sending our daughters. It's just that the daughters will have a much faster and have an effect on depopulation than the men would, because their seasons of being able to replenish the earth is short. So we really have to look at, see, drafting is immoral because all of the wars are immoral. And we're not looking at it from a perspective that is really going to bring about a meaningful change. No, you can't have our daughters, and damn it, you can't have the sons either. No more. And we have to take that approach. Go ahead, Keith.
I think a couple of things are interesting. One of the things is, and there's a couple. One, what the military is saying, they're saying that it's going to be unconstitutional not to be able to draft women because it's unconstitutional for it to be strictly a male gender operation. But one of the things that they're saying to justify that right now, they're saying that even though they're going to draft women, they will have to volunteer to be in a combat, what we used to call MOS, which means a combat service duty. Now, that's a kind of a lie in itself because for the last several years, those lines have been met. It's not like back in the day when you had a front and you send people to the front no more. So women been involved mm-hmm. in combat even outside of the combat duties they all are having. The other thing right. is, I think is interesting was the fact that you keep saying that it's immoral. I think one of the things that are interesting is if you go back into biblical times, what they would do was anytime that there was a call to arms or a call to war, they would blow the horns round. And when they heard the horns round, the men would respond in kind to come out and answer that mission that needed to be accomplished. But even with that being the case, I thought it was interesting that if that man felt as though there was any reason why he shouldn't serve, including the fact that he was just too scared to serve, he was not obligated to serve. So I just thought those two things were interesting. Hello?
Excuse me, Keith. Yes. And I'm glad you brought that up, Keith. And there was two things that was significant in what you brought up, and I'm glad you did. One was, they're trying to say that women will have to volunteer for combat MOSs. But here's how they trick it. Everything is a trap. This system never gives you anything. It always takes everything away from you. Here's the thing in today's world. There is nothing so-called as non-combat MOSs. Because in today's world, the ability to kill a million people or a billion people is much easier than it is to control.
Hey, Dave.
It's very infinitely easier. Yes. Yes, Johnny.
Combat MOS can mean anything. I had a combat MOS, but I didn't have a job where I would be on the front lines or having to clear house to house or hut to hut or something like that, because it's still contact like that. But I agree, you know, it's not like World War II or World War I, where modern warfare, you're not really digging trenches. Well, them Iraqis did during the Gulf War, and they just rolled over them with bulldozers. They didn't even use tanks. They just buried them alive in the sand. That's some of the stories I heard from the front lines. But you know, I had a communications MOS, you know, satellite communications, microwave communications, copper wire communications, just the basic stuff, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, like, say, for example, we got an outpost in Afghanistan or something, we still got to have communications. Even though, you know, my primary MOS is not to be a grunt, you know, or combat soldier, mm-hmm. killing and defending and all of that. My main job is to make sure we can call in some help, and you know what I'm saying? Because they got us surrounded, mm-hmm. and we need evac or something. Right. But since I'm around that, I'm still, you know what I'm saying? I got a rifle, and I got, you know, I had a 203. A grenade launcher, yep. on my M16, so I wanted to be armed and whatnot, but you still gonna find your situations where you might have to fight. You know what I'm saying? And so women, right. were in those combat MOSs that I had. Normally, they sitting in a portable, a truck somewhere with a bunch of, you know, trunks in it, communication trunks in it, that's beaming it out to the satellite and stuff, but they still in a combat zone. You know what I'm saying? You don't have a combat MOS per se, but you're in a combat zone, which puts you in danger.
Right. Right, Scotty. And let me just elaborate on what Scotty said. Saying is that there is no garrison. There is no you're out of the way. Let me tell you how big this is. They're not only drafting our daughters and our young men. They're going to draft your grandmother. They're going to draft your mother. They're going to draft your father. They're going to draft you. Here's how they draft you. Right now in Kashmir, India and Pakistan are shelling each other, shooting each other. Soon they will be using missiles against each other. And where that missile lands, guess what? You're now in a combat zone. When that internet goes off and the just-in-time delivery system is interrupted, guess what? Grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, and you in the military or are out the military are now being in the overall kill zone of that overall weapon of engagement. See, that weapon is being used to do what? To psychologically and physically destroy lives, to get the surrenderance. The people in Japan, those elderly ladies and elderly men in Japan may have never been in the military, but there was a what? Military operation against them. They were in the kill zone. Same thing with you and I, everyone here. The kill zone is a whole lot more effective and efficient in today's world. Doesn't matter if you have a uniform on or not. The ill effects of it, the adversities of it, will affect you. You can't say, wait a minute. In India and Kashmir right now, they were saying, wait a minute. India attacked military installations, but Pakistan attacked. Doesn't matter, all of that. This is the broadening of it all. So we have to understand that, hey, these things are getting put in front of us. And like Keith said, you know, it was a way that where men, if they were too scared to fight, they wouldn't have to fight. This is the thing about war today. They've propagandized it. They've sensationalized it. They've got us to actually worship it. Think about when most people here in the United States think about America, why things can never go wrong, why it'll always be, why that can never happen here. Because I'm going to tell you why one of the three things that they think. One, the country's too rich, and two, the military's too strong. We have a violent approach to everything. And that overall energy and that malevolent agenda becomes us, so we perpetuate it. And they've actually so indoctrinated us to say we. So now you're condoning everything that they do, both verbally and to your commitment to you, because they can come and tell you that this organization or that organization attacked us. It's time for you to do your duty. God, country, and family. They put the country above the family. When all of it is propaganda. To get you to be obedient. To get you to willingly participate. How many people have you heard with 9/11? They attacked us. I would ask, not so much who they are. My question really is, who's we? Who are you aligning yourself with? And who are you trying to get me? What influence of your voice that you're trying to inflect upon me that I should be in a group with you and those that you're in a group with? Who are you trying to recruit me for? The rules of engagement in the overall battlefield is vast in today's world. And this is why we really need to be prepared. Because you think about, I'm going to give you this. And I'm not going to do articles and things of that nature today. I really just want to talk to you all. Venezuela is going to bring about a global contention between the United States against Russia and China. India and Pakistan definitely is. There's going to be other, you're going to see more destabilized events like you see in with Saudi Arabia and Yemen, like you see with Syria, like you see with Israel and Iran, the U.S. and Iran, like you see with the Ukraine and Russia, like you see with the destabilization of Europe through BRICS and because of the economic crisis and because of sanctions, which you see in the South Sea of China with, and also with Taiwan and China, with the Korean Peninsula, with North Korea and the U.S., which you see with Japan in North Korea, Japan and China, the South Sea of China incident, which you see in Central and South America. All of these fires are becoming infernos. And one of the things about an inferno is that it kicks out a lot of embers. And then what happens is now you have a wildfire and it creates its own atmosphere, just like a forest fire or a wildfire.
Hey, Dave, we got about 8 minutes till break. We do got a call from, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's Keith. Keith, are you wanting to chime in?
Yeah, that's Keith. Keith, you good? Yeah, Keith will jump in. Yeah, we can hear you.
I thought I was muted. I'm sorry.
No, you were muted. I was looking at the board to see if we had any calls in your panel's lit up. Your call is lit up, so I was just checking. So you just didn't. Never mind. You good? You good, Keith?
Right. You good, Keith? So, and all of these wildfires and Keith. Scotty, you know, and for those that live in Southern California or in California, if you've ever experienced a wildfire, you know how fast those things can grow and what they, you know, they create their own weather. They create their own winds and everything else to feed themselves, and that's what war does. And there is a defined reason why India and Pakistan flared up, because the overall mantra for going forward is global war that's going to turn nuclear. So let me give you just a small piece. Would India and Pakistan actually use tactical nukes against each other? In my opinion, yes. Why? Because it was one of the things that you want to do if you want to get some real drastic and combustible, you really want to add fuel to a fire, let it be a family feud. Because the disdain and hatred is so great. It's so great. And they've been instigating this for years and creating the climate and conditions for this to actually happen. And it's so unstable now, is that anything what could happen and the other one will respond immediately. It doesn't take a bunch of nuclear devices to go off for things to change globally. Let one go off or be used. Okay. And believe me, there will be a response of a same one as well. Yeah, go ahead, Keith.
From what I understand, if you look at India, Pakistan does not have a prayer as far as conventional warfare against India. So,
no.
You know, that old saying, with anything necessary, you know, everybody, as far as human beings, as far as organization, as far as government goes, they have a self-preservation attachment to themselves naturally. So what happens is that India, if they go into a full-scale war, Pakistan don't have any choice but to go nuclear.
I was just about thinking that. You know, we're talking about two nuclear nations, Keith, so I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yep. And as Keith was saying, because they can't defend themselves from India, they have to even out the inequalities. And so they will use nukes. And India will respond nuclear as well. And let's just say it stays there. But it won't. But it won't. Because China is on the border of India. Do you think...
Hey, Dave.
What's that, Keith?
The other thing is, from what I understand, it's written into our legislation, et cetera, that anytime a nuclear weapon goes off anywhere in the world, the United States is going to definitely act. So as soon as this takes place, automatically, the United States is going to see themselves involved.
Yep. And at least to this standpoint, there will be in martial law. At least that, at the minimum. Now, here's what happens in that martial law. You're never coming out of it. You will never come out of that state of martial law. Have we come out of the state of emergency for 9/11? No. And what will happen, just think about how fast this can happen. This can happen tonight. If India and Pakistan explodes into a more militarized engagement, India and Pakistan start having naval bombardments, start having air sorties and then bombing each other. India will overwhelm Pakistan to where Pakistan will use a tactical nuke. Will use a nuke. And India will respond. And then China will respond equally as well. Because China's on the border. What does that mean? Does that mean that China will actually try to shoot down India's using of nukes in the air? Absolutely. And then what will India do? Well, hold on.
Hey, Dave, before we go to break, something I was just thinking about, and I'm going to try to do a podcast on it because it deserves its own attention, being that, you know, Black Talk Media Project is a media education organization. That's what its Articles Incorporation is about. And, you know, doing other projects using that media that we're educating on you on how to use, but we also... You know, talk about the industry. We have an interest in the industry and practices and what have you. And so, you know, speaking of India, wasn't it the Indian pilot who got shot down and then they posted his pictures, made his pictures public mm-hmm. for propaganda purposes and what have you?
Yep.
Now, that's against the Geneva Conventions. And so the media that published his photo to tell the story about how they did that, you are party to Geneva rights violations, Geneva Convention violations, human rights violations, and what have you. So, I mean, just from a media perspective, you know, that's unethical because they're making money off of the advertisement, the clicks, and all of that. So, you know, how you going to say, oh, you know, Pakistan violated the Geneva Conventions when you aided and abetted by publishing that man's photo? Now, if you could have published it if you'd have, you know, blurred his face, but you didn't. So you helped.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it actually aggravates the situation even more. And that's what this whole setup is all about. You know, they did the same thing with the Geneva Convention. Part of that is actually into how they handle riots here in the U.S. So, but we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Listen to the Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And from so much, yeah, go ahead, Keith.
Hey, you said a couple of things right before a break. Again, I got a couple of things that are interesting. You talked about the United States and what would happen. One of the things is I was, I think I had sent an article, and what it was talking about was it was talking about the power that the Border Patrol is taking upon itself, and where they are now stopping every car that goes through all these random checkpoints that they're having. And they're questioning these people. They're searching their cars without their consent, the whole nine yards. Why that's so interesting is, number one, they're doing these things, and they're doing them, and they're not even on the border for one thing. They're doing it within the country confines, not even on the border. So that shows one of the things you're talking about. The other thing that I thought was so interesting is I came across another article, and what they were talking about was they're starting to pull citizen passports for unpaid taxes. Now, you lobby those two together, and it's getting to be a pretty evident path that they're on.
Yeah, it is, Keith. And this is the thing. They're not going to give back anything. What better way do you trick the people into war than by doing it slowly? All of this stuff is about the overall war that's coming and that's already here. See, now they'll do documentaries about this 40 years, 50 years, 100 years from now, and they'll look back, and the people of that time will look back and they'll say, for us of those that are here right now, how couldn't you see this coming? Why didn't the people do something? Why wouldn't they? And little did they know that they'll be in the same, if things haven't changed, they'll be in the same boiling pot that we're in. It's just that they'll be under it in the overall environment of their time. Because, like Keith was saying, like we were saying, this overall, nothing that is being said right now, all of it is facilitating the war. The U.S. is in $22 trillion debt. Now we're about to, they're about to go through the overall debt cycle of the national debt being raised, and there goes the credit rating and everything else. All of this is about war. All of it is about war. That had nothing to do about a caravan of people trying to come over. You sending hundreds and thousands of troops to the border for that? That was the staged event. That's what, even if it was, is true, they saw an opportunity and let no tragedy go to waste, no good tragedy go to waste. It's an easy way. How did this all come about? Do you really know it just came out of? No, you don't. I don't know. They could tell us how it did, but I know one thing. When you start moving troops on the border, you start moving troops on the border because there's a war. Hey, you use troops for war. So, yeah, go ahead, Keith.
I think a couple of things that are interesting, again, also in line of what you're saying is, number one, we talked about the fact that if you look at our standing army today, they're almost sequenous to the fact that these guys have been in long enough. They're on their 6th, 7th, 8th tour. So, you know, you're looking at an army that's on its last leg from the beginning. I think it's very interesting was when you go back and look at Nazi Germany and the end times, what was happening was their armies were also pretty much all but depleted. So what they did was they started taking the Jews, they started taking people, they take anybody that they can to carry on with the war labor effort, whether it be fighting, whether it's digging ditches, rocks, whatever. And what they're doing is exactly what you're saying. They're putting things in place for the American citizen to be subjected to the exact same thing.
Yeah. And it's a slow burn. It's not an event. It's a process. It's a whole process.
And that whole process is that all of that is all, you see all of the military armament moving all over the place. They're moving all over the place because it's being deployed. It's being deployed here, and it's being deployed for a move south of here. Let me ask you something. Why aren't you seeing the overall military hardware going north towards the Canadian border? Is because the fight will be moved initially south. Where south? Venezuela. Venezuela. What'd Putin say? Cool. You want a war? We'll give it to you, and we'll attack the United States, the continental United States. There were like five or six targets that they that was, I guess it was released that Russia has targeted. There's no such thing as five or six targets. It's the whole continental, it's the whole United States and all of its territories. There are ones that are more strategical importance of everything. If you notice, one of the most strategical importance of this with Russia is going to be Alaska. They're going to try to take Alaska right away, and they'll do it. They'll do it. Because what does Alaska offer them? It offers them a staging ground with resources to overall supply their overall troops in their troop movement. And they know Alaska like the back of the hand. It was their country, it was part of their country first. So this thing is it's real. In Pakistan and in India represents an immediate that something can happen. Something can happen right now. We're about what? I can't remember how many hours, about 12 or 14 hour difference, maybe a little bit more. I'm not quite sure. Again, that's on the East Coast. I can't remember what it is. But the things are escalating in Pakistan. Who wins? Why would Pakistan, why would India Pakistan confrontation escalate? Who gains from that? Well, if you're in the United States, you want that definitely to happen. China is not going to allow Pakistan to go down because they get oil from Pakistan as well. Because they know what this really is doing. Watch, the South Sea of China is about to blow up. Either Taiwan or whatever. They're going to blow up. Reason why, they're going to move on that to distract and get away from that overall, so that they can reposition themselves there. India and Pakistan is a pure U.S. move. Pure U.S. move. Because the target is Venezuela.
Hey, Dave.
The target is Venezuela. Yeah, go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, the other thing that you said is what's so interesting about the move south is because really, where they're screaming and hollering about the border control and all of that. All evidence shows that we have a lot more people coming in from our northern border than we do our southern border. So, you know, yeah, it goes back to what you said. It's just a lie. You know, their justification for whatever it is that they're doing.
Yeah. And it's it's going to move south, and there's going to be an engagement. India and Pakistan represents the worst case scenario of how drastically fast things could change. India and Pakistan can engage next week in a nuclear exchange within 7 days. Now, yeah, go ahead, Keith.
I heard that as soon as it goes off, they're looking at 1 billion casualties within the first couple of months.
Yep. Definitely. So that engagement and that overall pool of density of people is really has a high, certain areas have a high saturation of human density. And it's target rich for this system. Now, one of the things is nuclear device goes on. A lot of the radioactive isotopes in the nuclear detonation, a lot of it dies off in the explosion. Okay, a lot of the radioactives are so intense. So that overall cloud moves, and it doesn't have the lethalness that Fukushima has, or Chernobyl has, or Three Mile Island has, because that's a release of it. The overall explosion of it is going to take care of a lot of it. But what does that really do? You're hearing that they're saying in 7 days it will reach the United States, the eastern seaboard of the United States. 10 days later, it would move across the whole United States by 10 days. So you're talking about a measure of about a month, right? About a month and a half, I mean a half, about roughly three quarters of a month, about 20, 25 days. Within that time, everything would change. But see, the thing about it is that as soon as that happened, what happens to the overall global economy? It crashes. Credit cards stop working, this stuff. And they'll stop it. They'll say that they're going to say that they're stopping it just for a short period of time. And you'll be waiting for or darn near forever for it to reactivate it, because the dynamics of destruction will have a domino effect. Have a domino effect. Immediately, soon after, and I say immediately, but soon after, China will kick out the U.S. military presence in Taiwan and in South Korea. They would have to. Russia would start to nullify in Europe NATO, and they would aid each other in that. Israel will be engaged by Iran and Syria and everyone else. But also they will actually support Pakistan. The key to this whole thing is the brokering of the deal. There's two countries that have the leverage to broker a deal of ceasefire, or to get the overall parties to come back from an actual all-out confrontation. I think the U.S. made a fatal mistake in invoking that war in India. Here's why. Because only Russia and China have the overall global capability and credibility to stop it now, and they're going to do it. And then what is everybody going to say? We're all lining here. Now we need to get rid of the U.S. Go ahead, Keith.
Also in line with what you're saying, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but both Pakistan and India are in agreement with China. They're both Chinese associates.
Well,
are they not?
India is more in agreement with Iran and Russia. They actually shoot at each other on their borders with China. There's a big fight between China. It's not as big as Pakistan, but it's still a big one. It's still a huge one. So that whole area has three nuclear capability countries that are enemies of each other. So that's another dynamic that's really... China and India don't get along. I was surprised that India and China, because big business has a way of making enemies friendly, that they would go into the BRIC nations together. But China now was trying to use its influence with India to, hey, let's calm this down. Russia, I think, will broker the overall peace accord there, and China will augment them. So... And then you have Venezuela. They are not going to let the oil resources of Venezuela fall into U.S. control, even to the means of going to war. They're ready to go to war now. And what they're doing is they're lining up the rest of the world to see the U.S. as an enemy. Watch how Pakistan and India respond now once everything starts to come out to the U.S. They're going to see where the real instigation came from. and it is going to be a move. This is the purge. So,
hey,
all right, everyone, we're going to get out of here. Yeah,
hey,
thanks,
Dave, real quick, though. Now, how do you think USA Inc. going to respond? How is Pompeo going to respond? Because both Pakistan and India are clients of USA Inc., military arms, you talk about the CIA, intelligence services cooperation. And so how, you know, is they going to be forced to pick a side, or they going to sell both sides? And, you know, so cause that's usually how it works. Your thoughts on that before you close out?
Yeah, Scotty, you're absolutely right. Because now remember, India was starting to break its overall contractual engagements with the U.S. with buying arms. Remember, they were buying arms from Russia. They got the S-400 delivery system, anti-aircraft delivery system sold to them. They were doing deals with Iran. They were actually getting sending gold to Iran for oil, which pissed the U.S. off. So, and then Pakistan was doing, you know, doing some of the same things and everything else. So, yes, they have had, and India is critical in this whole thing because India's population and what it can do economically going forward is critical. So India is really the one. This is why the U.S., I think they made the fatal mistake Brazil did. Brazil allowed themselves to be the new poster child ally of the U.S., temporal in nature, I think. But to answer your question, Scotty, I think that those relationships, I think India said it the best. We don't need you anymore. We don't need your... Well, they basically said, you don't get to tell us who we do business with, who we buy from. What does that really mean? It means that they're not going to be buying from you no more. So, all of those past contractual relationships and everything else, they've changed now. They've gone to a better seller because they became a different buyer.
I think Keith was trying to chime in.
Hey, Dave, and Lionel, what you're saying, even that that pilot that got shot down, he was in the mix.
Yeah.
Even that pilot that got shot down, he was in the mix.
Yeah. And the Pakistani plane that was shot down was the F-16. India shot down a Pakistani F-16 with a MiG. So that they purchased from the U.S. The placement is really real, and it's going to, and India and Pakistan represents, you really got to be prepared food-wise, water-wise, and the table of preparedness. Do whatever it is that you can, and donate to Black Talk Radio Network. Take a small amount of dollars, donate to this network. We need it on air, especially for what's coming. We'll have more great creative will, God willing, we'll have more to share with you and to make you aware of, because we need it. Tonight on BTR News, we'll be on with Scotty tonight on BTR News. Don't miss that at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time this evening, and if Keith can, if Keith is be around, he'll be here with me. He'll be on probably with me if he's able to do it. But I'm looking forward to it. So much love, much respect. There's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Q&A session is over.
We're slicing cake.
Goodbye.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on...